Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
Well, welcome, Jim Cardle, to the doldrums of summer where there is no news happening. I'd love to tease you about your private life and go into your vacation details and all of that.
Yes.
But there's too much going on out there.
Inflation zero.
Inflation zero. You heard Biden say that. We've got the audio. We'll play it for you here in just a moment. Look, you just heard Steve Kathan on CBS say, relief at the gas pump. You know, this started a little bit of a conversation here in the Cardle and Woolley building.
Yes.
And, it is interesting. We look at gas prices compared to last month.
Or last week.
No, last week. Okay.
All right, I'll go with that. Yeah.
All right, last week. But we look at inflation compared to last year.
Primarily,
so,
yes.
So the fact that, you know, it's like a guy beats his wife every single day, and then suddenly he only beats her once every 2 weeks, and that's considered a big improvement.
Well, you know? Yeah, gas prices are essentially, if you believe...
Under $4 on the average.
Yeah,
now,
but if you believe the Government Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is the official keeper of the Consumer Price Index, the overall energy index is up 33% from a year ago.
Well, statistics are just fine to rattle off. But when you go to the gas pump, you're still feeling the pain. And that's
absolutely
the thing. I have to do that today.
You do.
I have to go to Lakeway this afternoon.
So Sally, the Malibu.
We'll make a little pit stop there at the Sam's if I can get through. Last time I tried that.
You got a singing gig is what
no,
you're
well,
saying.
But the last time I did that, the line was so long for gas at Sam's that I waited till after the gig and went
seriously
back and did it. Well, it's the same thing.
Well, there's something I haven't seen as a gas line. Personally, I haven't experienced that. So you saw one.
Oh, my
big
gosh.
Time.
I every time I get gas, I've got a Sam's membership. You get gas at Costco?
No, because they don't have a pump where I go.
Oh, well,
I got a little discount place I go to.
The far south side Sam's doesn't have it either, as I found out the hard way going over there to get gas one day. Okay, but I have used three Sam's in the last, let's say, month.
Okay.
All right, the one in Plano.
When you were in Big D.
When I was up there doing my little Beach Boy deal.
Okay.
And used the one here at the Arboretum all the time.
Yes.
And then the one in my hometown of Temple.
Yes.
The one in Temple has the longest lines of all. It's ridiculous. And HEB has one a block away, and it has long lines, I'm sure. I never look.
And how does Bucky's have somebody at all of their 79 pumps? That's
well, they have
amazing.
118 pumps at the Temple Bucky's,
wow.
And yes, you can usually find one.
Because it's cheap.
You can usually find a pump when there's that many, but there's still most of them are occupied
so
most of the time.
So it's down over the last month. Is
so
your
what
point,
makes me wonder about this is, yeah, it's down over last week,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a hell of a lot more than when Joe Biden took office. And what is the deal, Jim?
What?
I used to be able to drive into a Sam's filling station and just drive right up and put the gas in and drive out.
Yes.
I'd say about 50% of the time I try to get gas out of Sam's, I just shrug my shoulders and go on and say, I got a quarter of a tank. I'll come back later.
Well, I'll tell you what the deal is. Inflation is going through the roof. Interest rates are up, which means people are paying more on their credit cards and their mortgage. And Americans are paying attention with a fine-tooth comb.
And that causes long gas lines?
Which means they have to go and seek out the cheapest gas to save a buck or two per gas.
So that's why more are going to places like Sam's.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Walmart even came out the other day and said people are not buying larger discretionary items.
But look, is Joe Biden sensitive? Is Joe Biden stupid, lying, or both? I didn't understand this. I heard Joe Biden say inflation is at zero. Inflation, Joe, is at 8.5%.
Yep.
Inflation is far from zero. Inflation ideally is at 2% or slightly under.
For the last three months, it's been 8.3%, 9.1%, and now 8.5%.
But it illustrates my little problem here
with
the situation with gas. Yes, gas is great. The price of gas is awesome comparing it to last week. But inflation is not awesome comparing it to last year.
And the bigger story here, Lynn, is we're making a focus here on the oil, on the price of a tank of gas. But the big issue is that yet again, Americans, while we're still scratching our head and really going ballistic over the raid of former President Trump's house by the weaponized FBI, what's really going on is Joe Biden has been, I'll say, demented enough to say 0% inflation. I've been a Capitol Hill staffer and done some work up in Washington, D.C., and if I'm the chief of staff of the White House and I hand the president a piece of paper which says you're going to actually go out there and claim that inflation is zero when just a half an hour before the official government statistic has been 8.5%, if the president or the elected official had their wits about them, they would fire that person. That's unacceptable. And would be laughed out of the public square, which is what it's being done.
Why don't we fire the person who went out there and said it, who's been in politics for 70 years?
Probably ain't going to happen here before too long.
I think it very well may.
And his compadres in Congress, yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, to me, the whole issue is that Biden came into office. The economy of this country was near perfect.
Oh, he was.
Everything was near perfect.
Economy,
of course, the pandemic came in and messed with it, and that's what got Biden put into office. He's a fluke. He shouldn't be in office. Kamala being in vice president is likewise a fluke. But when you go in and you say, oh my gosh, gas is under $4 a gallon. Isn't that great? And here's the thing, and the reason I objected to the CBS headline earlier, it's because the media is going to go in and take every little crumb or tidbit that can reasonably in any manner be spun as positive for Joe Biden.
And let me just put a final point on
Yeah, because we got 3 seconds.
The overall food index, Lynn, is up 10.9%. The food at home index is up 13.1% in the last year. Americans know BS when they see it, and this was just unbelievable.
All right, that was 8 seconds. Talk 1370, the right choice. Cardle and Woolley in the morning, and we'll be back. Let you hear what Joe Biden said.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just two rejected applicants for the Biden Ministry of Truth.
We choose truth over facts.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Sound off on the day's top stories. 512-643-5483.
We are truly led by idiots in 2022 throughout our government. Joe Biden says inflation at zero. I can't make this up. You can't make this up. Let's listen.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. But people are still hurting, but zero inflation last month. Economists look at a measure of inflation that ignores food and energy prices, and they call it core inflation. That's about the lowest amount in several months. When you couple that with last week's booming jobs report of 528,000 jobs created last month and 3.5% unemployment, it underscores the kind of economy we've been building.
Zero describes Joe Biden's credibility. Inflation is at 8.5%, far from zero and far from the 2% that's the goal of most economists.
And this phenomenon that they call core inflation, where they take out gas prices and food prices and claim that that's more representative of the true inflation rate. Lynn, this election's about nothing but gas and groceries, and you've got to include that more than anything. And I'm looking right here on the screen in the Cardle and Woolley studio. Anybody can go look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website. Their top press release says that gasoline prices are up 44.0% in the last 12 months.
And that's a more accurate measure. All right, let's get back to Biden. Biden's rosy scenario. He's building a great economy, and he's signing huge spending bills.
We're seeing a stronger labor market where jobs are booming and Americans are working. And we're seeing some signs that inflation may be beginning to moderate. That's what happens when you build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. The wealthy do very well and everyone has a chance. It gives everyone a chance to make progress. Now I want to be clear. With the global challenges we face, from the war in Europe to disruption of supply chains and pandemic shutdowns, in Asia, we could face additional headwinds in the months ahead. Our work is far from over, but two things should be clear. First, the economic plan is working, and second, is building an economy that will reward work. Wages are up this month, provide opportunity, help the middle class, and still have work to do, but we're on track.
Okay, as much as I love veterans and would have voted for the veteran tar pit
bill. And that's
bill,
the other thing.
Let me finish the point. We can't spend this kind of money right now. And then turn around and spend money on this CHIPS bill, which is corporate welfare. And then on Friday, tomorrow, we're going to vote on another $790 billion climate change Green New Deal.
Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, we can't do this. Jim's on the northwest side. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have one question for Swell Joe. I like to call him Traitor Joe because that's exactly what he is, a traitor to this country. I want him to look at my receipt from HEB from this time last year and yesterday and tell me there's no inflation.
Exactly. And I'm looking at the statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics release. It says here, quote unquote, the food index increased 10.9% over last year, the largest 12-month increase since May 1979. That's exactly what you're saying.
All right, Jim, I don't think the – I'm talking to Jim on the northwest side here.
Yes.
I don't think the inflation rate and all that is the issue. I don't think that the statistics here are the issue. I think the issue is our president's an idiot.
He's been an idiot for a long time.
But to come out and say something like this, is he thinking that CBS – NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC will come out now and report that there's zero inflation?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just fed up with all this. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know whether, you know, if Mr. Spock were here today and did the Vulcan mind meld on Joe Biden, would he find a mind?
He'd probably kill Spock. That's probably what I'd do.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you, are you married by chance?
No, I got close on time, but not right now, no.
I'm just wondering, because I imagine you've got some female friends who identify as women. That's what I think's the biggest factor in this, Lynn, whether it started with education or not. Don't you agree, Jim, the women you know are more apoplectic than any?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are seeing this, and they don't like liars.
All right. Thanks, Jim, for the call. I'm almost thinking right now that inflation has moved to number two on the list of what's going to motivate voters.
Behind
the IRS agents. I don't think nothing has motivated me in my life. I would crawl to the polls if I was dying to vote against the Democrats right now. I mean, I would literally drag myself in some way or other to vote against this. 87,000 new IRS agents.
And you know what the commercial's going to say is Congressman Dan Crenshaw's gotten some earned media online. He says that there's 19,583 Border Patrol agents down on the southern border, and yet we're not increasing the Border Patrol, we're increasing IRS agents, and they're doing that, Lynn, to put the fear of God and quash citizen.
Well, they've got to pay for they've got to pay for their spending spree, and the money's going for climate change. Town Hall, Spencer Brown, FBI had a rat near Trump that led to the Mar-a-Lago raid.
This is really interesting.
They said there was an inside man or woman. Well, they don't say who it is here in this piece. And I tried to logic out who it was, and I think I figured out who it is. I don't think it was anybody inside Mar-a-Lago. I mean, that's essentially Trump and Melania and the Trump family and the servants.
Okay.
I don't think it was anybody inside Mar-a-Lago.
Well, who's your guess then?
I think it was a guy named David Ferriero. That's who I think it was.
There's a journalist with that last name. Who is the one you're talking about?
David Ferriero is retired now. He was serving as the National Archives and Records Administration head. He's essentially a librarian.
Oh, yes, I see.
He apparently saw Trump leaving the White House during the exchange over of power.
Yeah.
He saw some boxes being loaded onto Marine One. He wanted to know what was in them, so he inquired.
Mm-hmm.
Trump got back with him. Trump gave him 15 boxes of classified material from his time in office.
Just a couple months ago, even.
Now, since David Ferriero was appointed by Barack Obama, which tells you probably about as much as you need to know about his politics, he has been going through those and classifying it. And he said earlier that he decided to retire now and take his government salary while Joe Biden is in office so that Biden and not Trump could replace him. And he said to Joe Biden.
He did not. He said that? As a government professional employee
bureaucrat, we're going to have to pick this. We're going to have to pick this up on the other side.
This is remarkable.
Oh, well, let's tell you, it's bottom of the hour. Let's take an extra 15 seconds. He said to Joe Biden when he retired, please do not appoint a white male to replace me.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
He also said at an interview about leaving office that January 6 was the worst day of his life. He's a slimy little left-wing librarian.
And a racist.
Well, okay, you can extrapolate to that if you want to. But my point is, I think he's behind this in some way. He spurred it.
That's logical thinking, Lynn Woolley.
So we'll see. All right, Trump takes the Fifth Amendment. Why? We'll have that story and more coming up. Talk 1370, the right choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
Okay, I wake up a lot of mornings wishing my voice was as deep as Deborah Rodriguez.
Oh, that's a good one.
But a party at the gas pump? So we're now celebrating high gas prices, CBS?
Oh, filibuster.
Good Lord.
A little bit of that going on. Donald Trump
invokes the Fifth Amendment. He's up against a New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who is a left-wing zealot. What do you think about him? Why do you think Donald Trump invoked the Fifth Amendment? Then I'll give you my read on it.
I think he invoked the Fifth Amendment because he's got good attorneys that advised him to do so. Any good attorney worth their salt is going to tell you you don't admit to things like this. You plead the Fifth Amendment at the beginning of the trial.
What do you mean admit to things?
You claim the Fifth Amendment, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, look, I think you're absolutely right. We're in the middle of the worst witch hunt in American history.
True.
Since there were really witch hunts.
Since the beginning of the Trump presidency.
We've gone through Russia. Well, remember, was it the Washington Post? I think it was the Washington Post. On the day of inauguration, he says, he says impeachment begins.
The campaign to impeach Trump.
You read it.
The campaign to impeach Trump. President Trump has begun. It's by Meta Gold, dated January 20th, 1917.
All right,
The first sentence reads, the effort to impeach President Donald Trump is underway.
Yeah, got it. All right, so they started then. Then we've been through Russian collusion, which was a hoax. We've been through two impeachments, which were stupid. Now we're into this latest situation where they're raiding Mar-a-Lago.
And hiring IRS agents.
And yes, that's a different story.
But
with Letitia James going after him in New York, it's a total, complete witch hunt. You give them nothing. That's what you do. And Donald Trump, I guarantee you, wanted to testify.
And you may say the IRS agents are nothing, Lynn.
Well, wait a minute. I just said going after the American public. We're talking about Trump right now.
But he represents more than
Donald Trump.
They did
not hire
the
agents to go after Trump. They hired him to go after Jim Cardle.
That's exactly right. And that's what I'm talking about. It's all one and the same.
Yeah, well, I think that's a different story, but that's just me.
Okay.
I think they're going after the 87,000 IRS agents in order to pay for all the rabid spending that they're doing,
no.
And they have to squeeze that money out of the American people. That's what I think.
We'll talk about it later. They're doing that to intimidate you and me and the rest of America.
Well, if you're not already intimidated by the IRS, you're a fool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
I don't know what's the deal with Megyn Kelly.
You don't?
No.
In what regard?
Well, because she hated Donald Trump. Now she's standing up for him. Remember, when she still had a Fox show, she got her NBC offer because she had Donald Trump on, or she had a monologue, I can't remember which, and she went after him about his sexual proclivity to abuse women or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was all, I'm a woman, and you're not even pro-woman, and blah, blah, all that crap, you know, that drove me nuts.
Uh-huh.
And I was loving it when she left.
Okay.
When she left for NBC, I said, this won't last. She's too liberal for Fox. She's too conservative for NBC.
And you were right.
It turned out to be right.
Didn't
now, apparently, she's had a little bit of a come to Jesus moment. Here is Megyn Kelly on the Megyn Kelly Show, which I'm thinking is a podcast.
Correct.
And she says, the Democrats are dirty. The Democrats are lying about the raid. The FBI was not searching for documents.
There is no way that's what they were searching for. There's no way. I watched all the coverage last night. I've read everything. And I read Andy McCarthy this morning, who, as it turns out, agrees with me. I agree with him. He's a former top prosecutor, former assistant U.S. attorney. And he says the same thing. This is about January 6th. If you believe this is about classified documents having to do with that Trump took with him when he left office, your head is in the sky. This is about January 6th and the never-ending desire to get Donald Trump on something. They don't want him to run for election again. They're mad he did not get convicted on the first or the second impeachment. They're mad that he did not get pursued criminally by the New York DA. They are mad that Russiagate fell apart, and they are mad that he's leading in the polls. He's crushing DeSantis. His candidates of choice all made it into office, virtually all of them last week, and they are prepared to unleash hell.
And then Kelly says Democrats do not play by the rules. They do not play within the law.
The Democrats play dirty. And Merrick Garland is very clearly willing to go along with that. He's been moving in the concentric circles toward Donald Trump over the past several weeks, going after his top advisors, subpoenaing them. You know, we've seen close Trump advisors in handcuffs, dragged away as if they're mobsters. This is really getting alarming. And the American public deserves answers.
Well, I'm so glad that she has come around. Now let's move over to Trump attorney Alina Habba. She goes on primetime with Jesse Waters. She says the FBI had another reason for going into Mar-a-Lago, and that reason was to plant evidence. Waters says to Habba, FBI agents don't seem to be on the up and up. Here's what she replied.
That's not by the books. If you're sending in agents with weapons that are seizing documents, you can't tell the person's lawyers that they can't watch what the FBI is doing.
Correct. They said they cannot watch. They need to go outside. And they came in, as I understand it, wearing backpacks, wearing things, go into his home, his private residence. He wasn't there. So the story that something's being destroyed doesn't really work out. No one's there. He's in Bedminster, New Jersey. He's not there. This is truly just the scariest moment as an attorney for me to watch, because when I took my oath of office, I believed in people like the FBI and the DOJ would be there to protect us, to defend us, especially a former president. I haven't seen anyone else be treated like this in my life. No. Russia hoax, Letitia James. You know, and I can tell you honestly, Jesse, as somebody who is very intimately related with all of his legal cases, there is more than people know that you'll be hearing, that this lines up perfectly, that I can tell you that they are working in tandem together to try and take him down. And if he wasn't ahead in the polls, this wouldn't be happening.
That's, of course, Trump lawyer Alina Habba. And then she comes back after Waters asked for clarification and talks conspiracy.
So you think this is a conspiracy between several different legal investigations working together?
100%.
And it's politically motivated?
100%.
What were these documents? You're saying there's a letter from Kim Jong-un, there's the letter from President Obama. Is this really what they were after?
Listen, it's a NARA search. NARA, the National Archives. We're not talking about Jimmy Hoffa, Did he take documents that discuss if aliens existed? This is a joke. This is memento. And quite honestly, I'm concerned that they may have planted something. You know, at this point, who knows? I don't trust the government. And that's a very frightening thing as an American. If I didn't want to be an American and go to another, this is third world stuff. We've heard it. This is Cuba. This is not our country.
People are saying, oh, well, why doesn't the president's attorney just release the warrant? They were probably handed a warrant before the feds showed up to kick the door down. Why wouldn't you do that?
Actually, my understanding from the attorneys on the ground was that they weren't given the warrant. They were allowed to see it and then taken back.
Oh.
All right, so she's alluding there to the guy I mentioned earlier, David Ferriero, the little left-wing, now retired,
archivist that
you referred to as a racist.
That's because he said he wants only a black person to be replacing him.
Well, he said not a white
What's
man.
Going on here, Lynn, is this is a culture war. It always has been with Donald Trump. He's trying to drain the swamp. The swamp does not like Donald Trump, not because he lies, as they accuse him of, but because he tells the truth. The truth is becoming evident, and they are going to not only take him out, but intimidate every one of his followers so nothing else carries forward.
All right, we'll return to this story, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Equity Action. That's an Austin group, far left wing. They've submitted police oversight petitions ahead of the November election. What will this do to the fighting of crime in our city if it goes through? Will it improve it or will it not improve it? Talk 1370, the right choice. We're back in a moment.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
There is a group in Austin called Equity Action. Now, equity is a left-wing word. Remember, we used to talk about equality. But now we talk about equity, and equity, I don't know what it would mean with law enforcement. I'll tell you what it means to me.
Okay.
It means if a crime is committed and you go out and you arrest two black guys, you also got to arrest two white guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it means to me. And if somebody at Equity Action could tell me a better definition, I know that of what equity is. But here is the gist of their long petition that they want the voters to vote on. And here it is. An ordinance to exact an Austin Police Oversight Act that will strengthen the oversight of Austin Police and encourage accountability for officer misconduct and brutality. I don't know who wrote that, but it sure sounds like Jose Garza to me.
Not a bad thought. Yeah, and if passed, it'd create a law governing the city's Office of Police Oversight and a Community Police Review Commission, removing them from the purview of the city's labor contract with the police union.
And good reporting by Emma Freer in the Austin Monitor. You know, I think a lot of this stems from the May 29 and 30 protest in the wake of the police killings of George Floyd and Ramos here in Austin that has led to the indictment of 19 police officers. Jim, if this is passed, then the Austin Police Oversight Act would create a local law. It would govern the city's Office of Police Oversight and Community Police Review Commission, removing them from the being part of the city's labor contract with the police union. The law would grant the office and the commission access to any police records they want, including confidential personnel files. Remember, in the medical field, you can't do that. And allow the office to recommend disciplinary actions in case of police misconduct, which apparently Equity Austin thinks is a big problem. APA President Ken Cassaday says the police union believes the Austin Police Oversight Act violates state law. And essentially what that would mean is that if it is passed, it will swiftly be sued and it will swiftly be overturned.
Or go to court.
Yeah. So what do you think the city would be like if all this was passed and it went into effect, say, on a permanent basis? Would it make us a safer city or a less safe city?
Oh, heavens, it's going to send an absolute chill through the police force, any law enforcement entity or group of officers. It will spread, therefore, likely to other cities, as Austin's always the tip of the spear. This is the same group, Lynn, that defeated the proposition the other day that would have required the city to hire hundreds of new police officers. This is all part of the bigger picture where if we don't like laws to enforce the border, we don't have to adhere to them. That's what the liberal left is doing. Now they're trying to take the proactive step to quash law enforcement's ability or their intention and their enthusiasm to do their job, because they're going to be subject to anonymous complaints, essentially, is what it looks like to me. And you have more chaos and more crime. The thing is, Lynn, again, we need more police in the city of Austin that are freer to do their job. The district attorney, the Travis County attorney, they are hamstringing law enforcement. That's why you pointed out, and we had a story on Monday, that major crime is going up in every major city across America for this exact type of movement. That's what would happen.
All right, let me give you a quote from Chris Harris, the Equity Action Board member and Austin Justice Coalition policy director.
Do you know the word crap weasel?
Yes, that word does come to mind.
Anything but.
He said, this ordinance seeks to prevent police brutality based on a simple premise. If officers knew they would face discipline for brutality and misconduct, they'd do it less. All right, that's kind of crazy, but there's a word for that, and it's called the Ferguson effect. Do you remember that in the wake of Ferguson, the policemen were having rocks thrown at them? Some of them were being injured by, some of them were rocks of significant size hurled with significant force, and the police took it. Why? Because if they fought back in any form or manner, if they tried to take anybody into custody, they were going to be the ones charged and indicted. So what Austin Equity or Equity Austin seems to want, it's Equity Action, actually, get their name
the
right.
The point being
what
that
they
police
seem
are...
to want is that they want to get the police to a situation where the police are afraid to do anything in the wake of say, these Floyd and Ramos protests. And that will give the protesters free rein to go down and break the windows and turn the cars over and set fires and whatever they want to do.
Yeah. The point being that police are under attack. In the first sentence that you just read, this ordinance seeks to prevent police brutality. Police brutality is what they claim happens when there is engagement with police and a criminal, somebody that they are pursuing for a criminal act. You have things like chokeholds that aren't even allowed in a lot of instances. How do you subdue somebody who's fleeing? There's a lot of cities now. Up in Minneapolis, I heard the other day, there's these ordinances where police can't chase people who are stealing a car. A car gets stolen, they speed off, and police are prohibited from pursuit. What kind of justice system is that going to lead to, where the criminals know exactly what they can get away with and they're going to ramp up the activity they know there's no repercussions for?
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yes.
It's Equity Action is the name of the group. And again, that tells you everything you need to know about them. But I'll say this, don't tell me there's no support in this town for the Soros DAs. We've got it right here. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
Jim, there are a lot of ways to separate human beings into two camps. I mean, there's men and women. There's people who live in the old world and people who live in the new world. There are old people and young people. There are lots of different ways to do it. But I'm here to tell you that liberals and conservatives are about as different as a Chihuahua and a Saint Bernard. They're both dogs, but they're not anything the same. I am absolutely nothing like the liberals. You aren't either.
Oh, heavens no. Thank goodness.
Case in point here. Okay. Case in point. Beto O'Rourke goes to Mineral Wells.
Yes.
He's talking about guns and the shooting in Uvalde.
You know, my sister was born in Mineral Wells. That's a lovely little city west of Fort Worth.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me take this from the top, because I've forgotten where I was. Beto is in Mineral Wells. He's doing a political rally. Remember, he's going to all these little towns. It didn't work out so pretty good over in Rockdale, where they essentially ran him out of town on a rail.
Imagine that.
He's in Mineral Wells. He's talking about guns and Uvalde. You know, you got a sister-in-law from Mineral Wells, don't you? I was just thinking that.
Anyway,
a non-supporter of Beto is in the crowd.
Okay.
Laughs at him.
Okay.
Beto loses his temper. We had to bleep it. Here's how it sounded.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, but it's not funny to me, okay?
That was a term that had a modifier, as I recall, the modifier was the word mother.
That's not a stable individual that most Texans are going to want as a governor of Texas.
So I don't know why the guy in the back was laughing. I mean, it may have had something to do with something he was saying or the way he was characterizing firearms in a state where about everybody has about 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Beto can't take it. And as I've said to you, when we started doing this show,
mm-hmm.
You've done a weekend show for a long time. I've been doing this for decades.
True.
If you're going to do this, what we do, what you and I do, if you're going to do what Beto O'Rourke does, or Greg Abbott for that matter,
You
better have a thick skin because people aren't going to like what you say
heavens, yes.
A lot of the time. So you get ready for it. If you can't take that, it's like...
If you want to have a friend in Washington, get a dog, is the old saying.
Look at the facts, Jack.
Yeah. No.
Remember Joe Biden?
Probably best I don't.
Yes.
And it's Beto
Joe
O'Rourke.
Biden has a thin skin. Beto O'Rourke has a thin skin. Well, you don't want somebody with a thin skin making decisions.
No, and when you have somebody who says something like, hell yes, I'm going to take your guns, pardon my French, you're darn right most Americans, if not all Texans are going to get them as fighting words.
Well, but that's fine. That's a political point that he's making, and it's part of his platform. But if you challenge him on it, you've got to engage people.
Yes.
You know, you can't just call them profane names like
you
that.
You never go on Facebook
and see the threads and how profane the left is?
Oh, yes. The social media platforms are nothing but scatological races to the gutter, Lynn. But in Beto O'Rourke, what he's exhibiting right there, if you want to persuade somebody to vote for you, you have to treat them with respect. You have to engage them, as you're saying.
Well, engage them.
In convincing, persuasive arguments. And what Beto just exhibited is the exact nothing remotely approaching the respect of his fellow citizens.
You mentioned Tulsi Gabbard a moment ago.
I did.
She was on with Jesse Waters. Federal abuses of power aren't even hidden anymore. She says this is bigger than Donald Trump. You remember when we ran Newt Gingrich yesterday? This is stuck in my head. I mean, it really did, like a bad song.
What'd he say?
He said, if they can do this to Donald Trump, imagine what they can do to you.
And he also said, quote, we're not dealing with reasonable people and should assume that we are not dealing with reasonable people.
All right, so Gabbard said this is unprecedented. She said it will affect all Americans.
This is something that every American should be extremely concerned about because this raid is just the latest serious escalation of this disturbing trend that we've seen of blatant abuse of power by those in power to not only protect their friends, but to target their political opponents or, frankly, anyone who dares to dissent or challenge or disagree or even question what this administration is doing. And there are a number of examples that we can point to, not only abuse of power within the Department of Justice, within the FBI, our law enforcement agencies, but also in the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. You pointed to a few examples already. Look to the FBI investigation of Trump for the Russia hoax that didn't turn out to be anything. You look at the IRS and Lois Lerner directly targeting conservative organizations under the Obama administration. You look at this administration's Department of Homeland Security's creation of a Ministry of Truth to go after us, everyday Americans across the country, to tell us, hey, here's what we say the truth is and is not, and what you are allowed to say and what you are not allowed to say.
Well, I'm trying to get all my woolly bromides off my chest this week. I used to say about current events, to Republicans, it's politics. To Democrats, it's war. They will do anything.
Or
they
how
do
about
anything
what the,
to win.
How about what the president of El Salvador said about this raid? He said, what would the U.S. do if I did that to my opponents? This
you
is what happens in coups. You jail
your
opponents.
I got to give you credit. I when you brought up the president of El Salvador, I went, how's he going to do that?
That's what he said.
That was great. That was an amazing segue.
America's being laughed at, and we are going absolutely cattywampus on this Democrat leadership.
Tulsi Gabbard, who used to be a Democrat, says the abuse of power is unthinkable.
It's hard to imagine, given how blatant all this is, that this is happening in the United States of America. And that is what is so deeply concerning, is that we should not, as Americans, have to be thinking, hey, the IRS, the Biden administration just passed a bill with more big spending, giving the IRS $80 billion to go after entrepreneurs, everyday Americans who are working hard. And hey, maybe I should think about what I'm posting on Facebook. And if I criticize the administration, does that make me a target for an audit by this IRS that'll now have thousands more IRS agents to go after everyday Americans? These kinds of things should not be running through our minds in a democracy. These things are what happen in banana republics, where dictators have federal agencies, including law enforcement, to act as their own personal goon squads. And that's what I'm thinking of as I see this escalating, very dangerous trend and abuse of power by this administration.
And Lynn Woolley, you kind of laughed at me a minute ago when I was referring to the IRS agents and our own Austin left, the equity group, going after to neuter police. This is all part of what she just said. It's to quiet us. It's to make us subject to the state. As she said, they protect their friends and they target their enemies with the government. Let me ask you, why is the government, why is our Democrats hiring 87,000 IRS agents now? Well, and it ain't to collect the money.
No, number one, it's to collect the money. They're spending copious amounts of money.
That's what they're saying it's for. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is, by the way, this is more IRS agents than in the entire country of Elbonia. I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it because they're spending another $1 trillion among three bills that Biden will sign if he gets this one tomorrow. There'll be three bills. It'll kick us up over another $1 trillion. Of course, we don't have any inflation now, according to Joe Biden, that's a good thing.
Former presidential Democrat candidate Tulsi Gabbard just said it's to quiet us all, even on our social media posts, if we're fearing that that may lead to an audit.
Jim, do you have an IRA?
Course.
All right. That's money you've got put back.
Yes.
Democrats see that money put back.
And they want it.
They want it.
It's tax-free.
If you have a savings account, you have a savings account.
Yes.
Yeah. Democrats know that. They want it. Mm-hmm. Does Donald Trump have some money somewhere? Yeah. They want that too. They want money from every source they can get. And of course, they will go after the intimidation of right-wing people. But mainly, they want your money, and they have the power to confiscate it, to pay for global warming.
Yes, but what is power about? It's controlling somebody else and playing God. And
this is true.
That's what really scares Democrats about Donald Trump, is that he's bringing tens of millions of red-blooded, God-fearing, American-loving citizens back to the voting booth, and they ain't going to let the big scam and the big lie go over.
Talk 1370 News Time.
Your daily recommended allowance of logic. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in, 512-643-5483.
Well, we've played some audio from some people on Jesse Waters' show. We played Megyn Kelly, but let's go over to CNN, where all the left is. George Conway is a lawyer, left-wing lawyer, anti-Trumper, famous never-Trumper, used to date Laura Ingraham, met Kellyanne Fitzpatrick, got Ann Coulter to introduce him to her, ended up marrying her, and reproducing children with her, and we are all waiting with bated breath to see how they register when they reach the voting age.
And who had the baby in that couple? Was it George
Conway?
Yeah, it was George.
Yeah. All right, so Conway was on CNN, and he was asked what standard had to be met to invade Mar-a-Lago.
Well, obviously, they have to meet the basic standard of any search warrant. You have to show probable cause that someone, might not be Donald Trump, or could be Donald Trump, committed a crime, and probable cause that there is evidence of that crime in the location being searched, and you have to particularize exactly what it is that you're looking for, and you have to put that all in an affidavit that a federal judge reviews and then makes a determination that there is sufficient cause to invade someone's privacy and to come into someone's home and to do this. That's one thing, but again, this is a former president, and the political consequences, the national consequences of going over your skis on this are just too huge for anything but the most significant evidence, I think, that would justify Merrick Garland, who is a cautious and a cautious person, to authorize this. And it had to be authorized by him personally.
Okay, that's a very good point that George Conway brings up. That we said on day one, they better have a smoking gun. But then he goes into Merrick Garland. Where, Jim, is Merrick Garland?
Well, that was the question that I heard asked the last 24 hours. Did Christopher Wray, as the head of the FBI, do this with Merrick Garland's approval or not? I don't know that
question's been answered. Why would you ask a question like that?
Because I don't think
Because there's no way he does it without Merrick Garland's approval. Not even possible.
If you go to Merrick Garland and get his approval, Merrick Garland's going to want to go to the White House and President Biden. They're going to stop and claim deniability.
Well, sure, they're had deniability, but they're full of it. Yeah, you don't do something of this nature.
It's all part of the questions.
This had never been done before.
Ridiculous.
You don't do something like this without having approval.
And what he said there, the probable cause that a crime is taking place. And everybody's calling it a judge signed off of this. Yeah. It wasn't a judge.
It was a magistrate. Yes. All right, let's go back to Conway. Here he is explaining what he thinks the FBI and the DOJ are looking for.
So you have to ask, what is it about this particular circumstance that has led the Justice Department to this step? Obviously, they don't quite trust him because they obviously don't think that subpoenaing him or requesting documents from him will get them the answers they want. But what is it that they want? Well, it probably isn't just that he took some documents in a rush and packed them in 15 boxes and shipped them to Mar-a-Lago without focusing on what was in them. Okay, there's got to be something more. Maybe it's the nature of the materials, or it could be that he sent some of them back and represented that. I'm not just speculating here. I mean, you know, he's not the most honest person in the world and not the most meticulous in obeying laws and rules. Maybe he didn't send them all back, and they're suspicious that he did it. That he didn't send them all back, in which case he might be potentially liable for making false statements through his lawyers to the National Archives.
Okay, so while this is going on, you've got the situation with Letitia James up in New York, where Trump correctly, in my opinion, pleaded the Fifth Amendment
because they're going after him.
It's all a witch hunt. And I think this will lead back to David Ferriero, who is the now retired head of the National Archives. I think this has a big part to play. Whether Ferriero actually got this done, I don't know, or whether he was an excuse to get it done. Going in to get these documents for him is obviously the only excuse we can think of right now for this raid. And the reason we know it's a raid is because half the anchors on MSNBC and CNN have gone to great detail to tell us it is not a raid.
Yeah.
But of course it's a raid. And by the way, what do you make of Matt Vespa on town halls saying that the primaries are over, you can forget it, there's not going to be a Ron DeSantis? He says he was leaning toward Ron DeSantis. He says he was 51-49 in favor of DeSantis, but he says it's all over now. He says he's planning to go to the polls and vote for Trump. He thinks millions of other people will go to the polls and vote for the Donald, and that the primaries essentially are over. Do you agree?
Well, if I'm Donald Trump, I may have been undecided, frankly, because there's too much time. But now, just in the name of defending my my honor, and of course, a lot of people will question whether the words honor and Donald Trump belong together anyway, but I'm going to say from Donald Point's perspective, he's going to defend himself. Most importantly, he's going to defend the American people. And again, what I keep saying is that this is, Megyn Kelly said it, they're moving in a coordinated effort with concentric circles, as you referred to, up in New York City with his tax returns, with the Russia, Russia, Russia. Now they're influencing his perp walking his administration officials, and now they've gone to his home. They are always trying to get Donald Trump, and it's called Trump derangement syndrome.
All right, America, Stephen's on the phone in Round Rock. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, fellas. Well, I called about what's going on in Mexico now, but I don't want to lose the momentum that you guys had on this seizing of documents, breaking into Trump's house to get them. I heard this morning that it's probably the declassified Crossfire Hurricane report that Trump declassified a long time ago and couldn't get two separate attorneys general to put out there. So I think that's what's going on. There's dirt.
Wait. That's an interesting theory, and we've only got a few seconds here. But are you saying that there may be something in there that it's not about incriminating Trump? It's about incriminating the Department of Justice.
That's right. The deep state wants those documents because they are official. They're classified, and Trump had the authority to declassify them. Trump wanted them to be published, and they refused to release them. No matter how many FOIA requests went in, they're never going to get that report put out there because it's got the dirt on the inside deep state guys.
All right, that's very interesting, and I'm going to keep that in the back of my logical mind, and let's see if something comes from that. All right. When we come back, I want you to hear a little bit of Trump's commercial that he made. It's pretty amazing to juxtapose it with some of this other stuff. Talk 1370, The Right Choice, back in a minute.
Keeping Austin logical, it's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
Well, how interesting is it that about the time they were raiding Mar-a-Lago, Trump comes out with a campaign video entitled Nation in Decline, and he's saying that in response to the FBI raid, America has become a joke.
And boy, was this a professional, inspiring, really gut-wrenching ad it was.
And we've got three short clips. Thought you might like to hear it. Here is Trump talking about America under Biden.
We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years. Where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world.
Well, it's hard to dispute it. I mean, it's just hard to dispute. Look all around you. People can't remember now when they weren't miserable.
Hey, by the way, it's exactly a year ago today I saw that we pulled out of Afghanistan. Seems like eons ago, but he talked about it there, and I know we all think that's going to be a key part of electioneering coming up during the next campaign, but boy, does time fly if that was just a year ago.
And then Trump said in the ad, more American failures under Biden, and he nails the media.
We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We're a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We're a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own.
Yeah, it is incredible how this nation and how the world has basically gone to hell in a handbasket in less than 2 years because of one man's election.
Yep. Come on, man. Nobody could have predicted it, and they're just getting started is the scary thing, as much as we feel like they can't come up with anything worse or go any lower. But anybody who hasn't seen this, Lynn, I saw it a couple times in the last 2 days. I'm going to go back. This is something you all ought to, whether you're Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, you need to go find this.
And then Trump paints a picture of America after the Democrats are expelled from office. And I'll point out that the negative part of this was in black and white. Now it all suddenly fades into beautiful color as you see mourning in America. Here's Trump.
But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down.
And I tell you, Lynn, this is beautiful because what he's done before, what he's doing here, is what's really scary to the Democrats. He is empowering the American citizen. He's empowering citizens of the United States to get back to the voting booth and to do something about this state of affairs.
Well, the interesting thing there is when you've got a guy who comes in and says, if you vote for me and make me president, I'll give you a good economy. I'll give you a strong military. I'll make America great. And you vote for him and you hope. Yeah. Trump's done it.
Yeah.
This is what Trump is saying. He's not saying, I'll go in and make America great. He's saying, I'll go in and make America great again, like we did the first time before Joe Biden screwed it all up.
And a very important part in this commercial, he's not talking about the past, he's talking about the future. If he does that, that is the key, because we do know that America needs to be made great again. This current state of affairs cannot stand. That's something to be optimistic about.
Well, I think it's an amazing message. And, yep. You know, for a guy that is not a high-energy speaker, I mean, he meanders a lot in his speeches.
A little monotone.
But for some reason, it works.
Well, the reason—
I mean, it just works so amazingly. We haven't had a community— look at the communicators we've had in office that were really good communicators, one on the left wing, couple on the right wing.
I thought you were going to say, look at the community organizers.
No, so I think that are you done?
Yeah, I got you on that one.
I think that Reagan was the best communicator ever in the White House.
Okay.
Bill Clinton was not bad.
He wasn't.
Bill could cry at the top at like a Hollywood actress.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, yes. But I mean, he could communicate. He, when he went and said, you know, I didn't have sex with that woman, he didn't know that was going to be telecast, I don't think. That was a, that, well, he went on TV and did that. But then when they did the meaning of the word
is
and all that, those were released behind closed doors, depositions.
But he could communicate.
But he could communicate.
A lot of folks believed him.
But Trump can communicate
otherwise, too.
Yep. Do you realize how good a communicator people are? Sometimes you go to church and you have a pastor who's not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-minute sermon seems like forever.
True.
If you've got a great pastor, an hour sermon seems short. Paul Harvey could speak for an hour and a half, and you'd look down at your watch and go, what? Where did the time go?
Yeah, the rest of the story.
Yeah, met him twice in my life. He was one of those communicators like Limbaugh. who just were fascinating and mesmerizing. Joe Biden ain't that communicator.
And then we've got Joe Biden.
We've got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who can't make complete sentences. All right, we have a couple of emails. Let's read them real quick.
Sure.
This is Mike from Caldwell. The raid of Mar-a-Lago makes it clear that the DOJ and the FBI is just another organ of the Marxist Democrat Party and that John Durham's probe is a charade and will never amount to anything. Whether Durham is corrupt or just their useful tool, I can't say, but he certainly can't have any self-respect at this time. Donald Trump is my president. I'll vote for him if he's in prison, and he can run his next administration from prison as far as I'm concerned. What do you make of that?
Well,
he mentioned the John Durham thing.
Yes, he did. He hadn't forgot about it. There's going to be a small percentage, unfortunately, but and who knows if anything will come out of that still or not.
There's going to be a small percentage of what?
Of people that are following John Durham's
probe. Oh, yeah, like about 5/10 of a percent?
Yeah.
No, that would be a half of a percent. But look, John Durham has been the biggest disappointment since the comet Kohoutek.
Well, now, what he's saying here is, needless to say, I'm beside myself. I think that's where most Americans are at this
point. John Durham, by this time, and with his, I'm sure his budget had few limits. There, he's a special prosecutor. Nobody can touch him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gotten Kevin Kleinsmith? Come on. And Kleinsmith, I believe, has already got his license back to practice law.
He did the other
day. All right, here's Pat. Don't know where from. Here's what I think. The 87,000 additional IRS agents, 70,000 of which will be armed, and the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago will soon be dropped from coverage by the mainstream media. The Obama administration had a long track record of dangling a shiny object to divert attention to the unpopular actions he was taking in another area, and the fawning, complicit media played right along. The Biden administration sort of kind of was doing the same thing, only would do the unpopular action and then have to find a diversion. Wait. You think the Mar-a-Lago raid is a diversion?
I don't. No, absolutely
I don't
not.
Know if maybe it is a diversion, but if so, they picked a really bad one.
The White House has denied they knew about it, so it couldn't be a diversion by the White House.
You know, I kind of think maybe they didn't. I'm sure they briefed Joe in full, but an hour later, he may not have known about it.
That's true.
I mean, Joe doesn't recall things.
No. Like inflation being 8.5%, according to the
official. You want to bring that up. That was an outright lie.
Yeah, it was. He says it's zero. Everybody's heard that yesterday. You take out gas prices and you take out food prices, the two things that are most important and going up close to the fastest 40-year records, and yes, you're going to maybe get close.
So inflation's at 8.5%. And it doesn't go up, he says there's zero inflation.
Yeah.
No, it's still at 8.5%.
That's Joe Biden's thinking. And electricity prices are even up.
And in June, it was 9.1%, and rent keeps going up.
And interest rates as well.
But not for Joe. Joe's never paid any rent in his life, as far as I know. Maybe when he was a very young man. All right, we've got to get out of here. We'll be right back. We've got some big stories still in the stack. And things you need to know. Talk 1370, the right choice. Jim Cardle, Lynn Woolley. We're back in just a moment.
What is going on with you two?
It's time for Cardle and Woolley's News to Know.
Stay tuned to this station for further news flashes.
Before you go.
And here we go.
There is a DOJ indictment showing that Iran was plotting to kill John Bolton while Biden and the EU negotiate for the renewed deal that Trump pulled us out of. You know, Tucker Carlson, if they had just called Tucker, he would have helped Iran go after John Bolton. He hates John Bolton.
No love lost
John
there.
Bolton, well, I don't like Bolton much either. I mean, never saw a war he didn't like. And I think you have to be ready to go to war. I think being ready to go to war is more important than going to war. I think if we have a big, bad military, and it's tough as nails, and it's not feminized, and you don't have men in there that want to be women and stuff like that, where you're ready to go, tough as nails, manly men. This is what I've talked about ever since this whole sex change thing became so big. We don't need folks in our military going out into the field and fighting in the front lines that are sitting there and worrying about their makeup.
Well, we may have a chance to think about your willingness to go to war with China, struggling with the same thing.
Yeah, but the thing here that's big is that they were plotting to kill Bolton, which, you know, a lot of people are going to go, eh. But they were also plotting to kill Pompeo. And while all this is going on, Biden's negotiating with them.
Yep. That's what he does. He appeases and he tries to kill him with kindness when you don't negotiate with terrorists. Lynn, I got to go back to something I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday. Add this to Joe Biden's misery index. America, you've got spam, and I'm not talking about in your inbox. President Joe Biden's America, you better lock up the metal can meat. I saw a story by Charlie Hurt, who's on Fox News all the time. He also runs a column in the Washington Times. Crime and inflation are so rampant in New York City that they're locking up canned meat. That's what's going on in areas around the very area that Greg Abbott's buses of immigrants are landing in New York City. They're having to put things behind
cages.
All
right, we got three candidates for mayor. Cecilia Israel?
Yes.
Just give me a reaction here. Cecilia Israel?
State representative.
No, I don't want to know her title. I want to know if she's any good.
She's a liberal from Round Rock. She'll be the darling of the left.
Okay, Kirk Watson.
The front runner, former mayor.
He's okay, right?
He wants to take his city back.
Are we wild about him, or is he okay?
Somewhere in between.
Okay. What about Jennifer Verdon?
I don't know enough about her, which probably says a lot.
Well, they're all talking about affordable housing.
Yes.
Is there any original thinking here? I mean, what child doesn't know in Austin, Texas, who's ever had a television set on, read any kind of a printed piece, or listened to the radio, that there's affordable housing problem in Austin?
Affordable housing for who? Everybody's suffering from unaffordable housing right now.
For who? People that live here.
I think they're talking about for a certain
subset. So all three of them have plans. Watson has, his housing platform. Israel has her six-step program. Uh-huh. Sounds like an alcoholism thing.
They're dividing
us. And Jennifer
us.
Verdon has, dividing us,
yep.
She has her platform. What do you mean they're dividing
us? They're talking about a certain subsect of the Austin population that they want to provide affordable
housing. Well, I don't think Michael Dell's worried about his next house. No.
Well, Lynn Woolley is.
But most people, I'm not worried about it. I'm out of it. I can't do it.
You're complaining about how
No, I'm not complaining about anything. I'm stating a fact. I can't afford a house in this town.
So you need affordable housing. Jennifer Verdon and Cecilia
no, what I would
Israel
like to have,
need to help.
I wonder if any of the three of them, I guess part of some of these platforms, which I haven't read all of them, but it'll come up as the mayor's race heats up, maybe we use city regulations to deregulate some of the regulations so we can get out there and build houses. I mean, you have to have city codes. You have to have city codes. You want the houses built to a certain standard.
Yep.
But you don't want to make it so hard that nobody wants to build houses.
Okay, I got to throw in another one because we'll be talking tomorrow. There is going to be a vote on the House floor about the Inflation Reduction Act, number one. And number two, it didn't get enough coverage because of all the other news items. But President Biden officially suspended Joe Biden's Remain in Mexico policy the other day.
That would be Trump's policy.
I beg your pardon, Trump's policy. That's after a 3.1 million record of illegal immigrants already being caught in 9 months. In the last 17 months of Joe Biden's presidency.
All right,
presidency.
A judge has denied Texas lawmakers' request to order the DPS to release Uvalde records. Judge Catherine Mawsey ruled against State Senator Roland Gutierrez of San Antonio, saying he did not submit the request via the proper protocol as required by the Texas Public Information Act. So, what was that, a technicality?
I'd say so.
All right, that'll put the plug in the jug for the Cardle and Woolley Show. Free Austin Friday coming up tomorrow. Sherry Sylvester will join us, and you don't want to miss it. Be logical. You're either an insider.
Or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.